Welcome to part 4 of the Planning Guidance Hands-On Lab. In this session, we are focusing on Teams Lab. We will assume that you have watched part 1, 2, and 3 of the Hands-On Lab, which focused on the context, server capacity planning, creation of team project collections, and creation of team projects. We have received more information on Partner Y team project. Dave, the TFS administrator, Gary, the development lead, who are the TFS administrators, Mike, the program manager, Doris, the developer, Paul, the DBA, and Kristen, the tester, are the contributors who make up the team for the team project Partner Y. Using the guidance and decision quick reference poster, we have assumed a single team would be sufficient for team project Partner Y. So, here is a proposed solution where team project Partner Y has one team, Team Y. Next, we will create a team as part of a quick demonstration. To summarize, in part one, we chose the multiple server ATDT scale-up infrastructure architecture. In part two, we chose the multi-team project collection. In part three, we chose one team project per client and a team project for internal tooling. And in part four, we created teams for team project partner Y.